The person, as we spoke about, spoke about Krav Gabra, which tells you how to get the water onto the hand. We spoke about the water that you're supposed to be using. Now let's talk about the hand. So the first step of the hand is how much of the hand do you need to wash? So this is the machlokes we shared in, whether the halacha is that you have to wash the whole hand up to the wrist, or you only have to wash the hands till the knuckles. The rif holds you have to wash the whole hand until the wrist, and the rush holds that person only has to wash until the knuckles. The Shulchan Paskins like the opinion of the rif that we have to wash the whole hand. However, in a situation where a person would have, let's say, some type of a cut or burn or something like that on the upper part of his hand, he's able to wash until the fingers meet the hand, at least you can fulfill the opinion of the rush. We would rely on that opinion in that situation. But otherwise, the halacha is you always have to wash the whole hand until the wrist. When we say you have to wash the whole hand, it means the water has to reach every single part of the surface of the hand. So that we have to make sure that the water reaches every part of the hand. Many times people wash their hands, they're not careful to make sure that the water reaches all the way up to the wrist, all the way around the hand, the top and the bottom and the sides, all between the fingers. The water has to touch every part of the fingers as well. So every part of your hand has to touch, the water has to touch that part of the hand. That leads us into the halachas of chatzitza. So sometimes there's something on your hand which would prevent the water from reaching the hand. There's a separation between the water and some part of your hand. That's the halacha of chatzitza. To understand the halachas of chatzitza, let's give an introduction. Maybe we'll give the introduction today and we'll finish off the halachas of chatzitza tomorrow. The Gemara says that the concept of chatzitza is based on a pasuk. However, the amount which constitutes a chatzitza is a halacha l'moshim Sinai. So on a Torah level, to be considered a chatzitza, it has to cover the roiv of the hand, or the area which has to be washed, and it has to be something which a person does not want that it should be there. But someone which a person does not mind that it's there, a person wants it to be there, even better, so it's not considered a chatzitza. So the two requirements for a chatzitza on a Torah level are roiv and makbid. It covers the majority of the area of the hands, the area that has to be washed, and the person is makbid, the person does not want it to be there. The definition of makbid, there's a machlokes rishonim, whether makbid means depends on the person or depends on what most people would do. We pass in the chumrah both ways. So if this person does not want it there, even though most people do not mind that it's there, it's a problem. If most people mind that it's there and he doesn't mind, it's also a problem. Either way, it's considered a chatzitza. We also say the definition of makbid doesn't mean that this moment. It means if some moment in general people do not want it there, it's a problem. The Ravid says if a person is wearing a ring. I don't mind that there's a ring there. I don't mind washing my hands with the ring. But I take my ring off when I want to knead the dough. A woman, when she's making a dough, she doesn't want her rings to get dirty from the dough, she'll take it off. She's dealing with something that's very, very dirty, she'll take her rings off. So even though at this moment she doesn't mind that the ring is there, but since there are times when she minds, that's called makbid. And we pass them like that as well. So the definition of makbid, the Torah level of makbid, of roiv and makbid, means that if this person minds it, or if people in general mind it, if sometime during the person's normal activities, even though not right now, a person does not want it to be there, all of those are considered an example of a makbid. So even though right now I don't mind that it's there, or maybe I even want that it's there, but I don't like bandages on my hands. I don't do it most of the time. Once in a while, I need a bandage. I prefer not to have bandages on my hands, so that's considered a makbid. Even though right now I want the bandage there, so that's considered an issue of a makbid. Now that's an Torah level. The Chum came along and said, you know what? If it's roiv, even though it's not makbid, it's also a problem. You know what? If it's makbid, even though it's not roiv, it's also a problem. If it's a miyat and it's not makbid, then you're okay. Comes to the Rambam, and the Rambam says, you know, but the chachila, we don't even do that either. So the bottom line is, anything which is a miyat, even if it's a miyat, even if it's not makbid, we do not want it there, the chachila, for washing our hands. And we'll define that more, Besser Shem, tomorrow. Have a good morning.